It's the Evening Bulletin. I'm Perry Michael Simon, and let me describe to you what I'm wearing right as this obviously pre-recorded edition hits the internet. Blue polyester shirt with underarm stains, gym shorts with holes in strategic places, low compression socks also with holes, dusty blue running shoes, and a cap struggling to stay on my sweaty hair. I'm out for a run, in public, looking like, well, look, I don't dress for fashion's sake when I work out. I go for comfort, and I don't care that hundreds of drivers and bus riders and bikers and other pedestrians see me looking at my worst. Which brings us to a poll of 2,000 Americans by Nordstrom Trunk Club that says 92% would go to the gym more if they had activewear they liked, and 69% worry that they're being judged for their workout clothes, which becomes one of the top reasons people quit going to work out. I know people do care what others think of them at the gym or out on the trails or wherever they work out, but come on, you're there to sweat. You aren't going to look like a Peloton commercial. You aren't in a Peloton commercial. In fact, you're there to lose the gut your shirt's showing off, and so are the people you're worried are judging you. Here's a judgment for you. They're idiots. Ignore them. In fact, play it up. Wear rags. Grunt a lot. Sweat all over the place. The only person whose opinion matters in this case is you. You need a workout, and it doesn't matter what you look like when you're doing it. Maybe Nike says just do it, but you can do it without expensive or fashionable clothes. But if all else fails, you can probably get a used treadmill for your home cheap on Craigslist. Hope you get a good workout in this weekend. I'll be back Monday with another edition, but for this week, that's enough.